Hello friends, and welcome to the second episode of Call of the Orient, the newest segment of Tabi Tabi Podcast, where I, Ethan, tell you about Asian folklore or legends. We will be exploring in this new segment lesser-known and well-known mythical creatures and some haunted places as well. So, if you're into topics like this, follow us on our social media platform to be updated with the latest episode each week. So hi! I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Call of the Orient about the Toyol in Malaysia. Also, a huge thanks once again to the people who sent their spooky stories. Please send us yours if you have one at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. I am having so much fun reading your personal experience with the paranormal. I am biased though, because I really like the ones where mythical creatures are involved, so that's fun. So yeah, thank you, and this is not limited to Filipinos, so even if you're from a foreign country, you can send your own paranormal stories. I would definitely love to read them. And for today, our destination is gonna be Japan. But before that, as always, a massive thanks and shout out to the wonderful people on Patreon under the Multu tier. Stephanie E, Taryn C, Alyssa, Genji, and Christina N. For the Tao tier, huge thanks and shout out to Veronica R, Jordan, Lee, Mona, her daughter Luna, Carl, Bonkers, Viren A, and Saint Peaches. Thank you so much for your support, and I hope you like the benefits of your current tier. And if you would like to support the podcast and also get some cool benefits as well, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, and for the amount of $2 or $5, you can have early access to ad-free episodes, exclusive updates, and more. So, join us and check the tier that fits your interest. So with that said, settle in my dear listeners, and let's begin. Today, we are going to Japan and talk about this creature named Kappa. Watching anime growing up, I've seen this creature portrayed in many anime shows, but I've never really known what they are. Kappa, meaning river child, is also known as Kawataro or river boy, Komahiki or horse puller, Kawatora, a river tiger, or Suiko or Soiko, meaning water tiger. Kappa is an aquatic reptile humanoid that live in Japan's rivers and streams. They are typically depicted as green human-like beings with webbed hands and feet and a turtle-like carapace on their back. But for a more detailed description, a kappa is roughly the size and shape of a human kid, with scaly skin that ranges in earthy tones from deep green to vivid red and even blue. With webbed thumbless hands and feet, as well as a turtle-like beak and shell, their bodies are designed for swimming. Their stretchy waterproof skin has a fishy odor and is thought to be detachable. They have not one, but three anuses and can pass three times as much gas as a person. According to certain legends, kappa's arms are linked through the torso and can glide from one side to the other. On top of their head is a dish-like bowl. This dish is the source of a kappa's power and must always be kept wet. If the water is spilled and the dish dries out, the kappa will be unable to move and may even die. While they are mostly aquatic species, they do venture onto land on occasion. And when they do, the dish on their head can be protected by a metal cap. Kappas are typically portrayed as troublemakers. Their behaviors range from the quite insignificant, such as picking up women's kimono if they get too close to the water, to the blatantly malicious, such as drowning people and animals, stealing children, raping women, and consuming human flesh. They are claimed to take their victims for the sake of consuming their blood, eating their livers, or acquiring strength by stealing their Shirikodama, which is a legendary bowl said to contain the soul and is located within the anus. The kappa's diet consists of several things. They will eat practically anything, but their favorite foods are raw innards, especially human anuses, and cucumbers. According to folklore, the cucumber is their traditional favorite food. Cucumber offerings to the kapwa are common at festivals. Other things that the kapwa is reputed to enjoy include Japanese eggplant, soba, or buckwheat noodle, nut, or fermented soybeans, and kabocha. Though the kapwa may be frightening at times, they can also be very friendly to humans. Adult kapwa lives alone, while younger kapwa is usually encountered in familiar groups. And once you befriended a kapwa, they can help humans with a variety of duties, including as irrigating their property. They occasionally bring fresh fish, which is considered a sign of good fortune for the family who receives it. They are also well-versed in medical, and legend has it that they taught humans the art of bone setting. According to mythology, the kapwa will save a friendly human from drowning. Now, what should you do if you encounter a kapwa? If you are bowed to, you must bow in return. This is so that the water in the head bowl of the kapwa will flow out, rendering it powerless, thus making you safe. Or you can always challenge the kapwa or accept the kapwa's challenge to a shogi or sumo wrestling. They are said to enjoy mischief, martial arts such as sumo wrestling, and skill games such as shogi. The kapwa will sometimes challenge a human to wrestle or participate in other skill tests. This proclivity is easily exploited to persuade the kapwa to spill the water from its sara or its head. And that is it for the second episode of Call of the Orient. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. A huge shout out again to Yossi for the cover photo for today's episode, the kapwa. It's really, really good. So please follow him on Twitter at Yossining and on Instagram _AldosArt. And thank you once again to my patrons for supporting the podcast. And if you also would like to support the podcast financially and get cool benefits, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $5, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. So yeah, thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast with me, Ethan. See you next week for more Tagalog lore. Bye!